I challenge you to a duel. It's the only argument I need!
I don't want to talk to you no more, you...
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean!
All right, let's go.
Hey, sleepers, welcome to the Sleepwire Great Debate Show, where we do a fast debate between two players. I'm your host, Professor Chris. With me once again is Nick. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm back on the Great Debate. Back, because I love doing these great debates. And of course, I get to challenge you, and there's nobody on Sleepwire crew that I, you know, love to debate with more than you.
Yeah, it is always fun. All right, so what we're doing here is having an actual debate-style argument between two players. We'll spend a few minutes arguing for our player, about 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we wrap it up with final thoughts on our player. So here, during draft season, during preseason, we're talking about guys that you would rather draft, who you would rather have on your team. And up until this point, we've been dealing with starters, right? Starting wide receivers, starting running backs, starting tight ends, dealing with, you know, the first few rounds for the most part. But we're going to the bench today. Taking it back to the later rounds. We got Tyrell Williams versus Cameron Meredith. Two guys who are making their second appearance on the Great Debate Show. They were on the Waiver Wire Great Debates last season. And Nick, we actually did one debating Cameron Meredith.
I remember that one. And, you know, I'd say it was a bit up and down. But I think it's more of like a flex bye week fill in. I think he served his purpose.
Yeah, and we will definitely get more into that. All right, Nick, so why don't you get us started?
All right, so Cameron Meredith, listen, as all of you know, I am a Bears enthusiast, but let me put my bias aside here, because as much as I love Jordan Howard, the receiving core is not something I am particularly a fan of. I know we are, pretty lackluster in the receiving core, but I'll tell you what, Cameron Meredith came through last year in a big way in his second year, okay? He had, you know, about 65 catches, a little over 800 yards, and 8 touchdowns. He wasn't even the starter because Alshon Jeffrey was on the field. But here's the thing. So Cameron Meredith comes in, and he's playing from the slot last year. Now he's going to be the number one. He's already listed as the number one on the depth chart. And, you know, here's the thing. So I know that the passing game is still questionable at this point. We got Mike Glennon, who's been known as a game manager but hasn't started in 2 years. And then we got the rookie that everybody's excited about, including myself, from the first preseason game of the season. But I have tempered expectations on that. And then we have Mark Sanchez as another quarterback. Listen, I'm not saying this passing game is great, but look at last year in comparison. You had Jay Cutler, Brian Hoyer, and Matt Barkley. Matt Barkley is definitely worse than all three of these quarterbacks, in my opinion. Maybe Mark Sanchez, he might be better than. And then Jay Cutler, sorry, I think Mike Glennon's a better game manager than Jay Cutler, probably on the same par level of Brian Hoyer. So if anything, I think this passing game is more improved than it was last season, and I don't think you're going to see three quarterbacks rotating in and out, barring any injury. You had all three quarterbacks basically, or two quarterbacks going down to leave you with a third stringer. But my point is, Cameron Meredith, the thing I love the most is the ADP you're getting him. Ninth round, okay? Keep that in mind. Tyrell Williams, I don't know, I can't remember the ADP for him. Probably not even getting drafted, but I'll get into him later. Cameron Meredith, ninth round, and he's going to be the wide receiver one on the team. And you know Chicago's going to be playing from behind because, I know it. They're not going to win a lot of games probably this season. If anything, maybe they go like 4-12, 5-11 this season. So they're going to be playing from behind, okay? The writing's on the wall, guys. You got to get Cameron Meredith late. He's going to be a great late wide receiver three or flex option for you guys. Really don't think you want to pass him up. I see his targets going up. I think the touchdowns can stay around the same, and the yardage for sure will go up. I see probably on the...
All right, so there you got Nick's thoughts for Cameron Meredith. I'm going to go ahead and jump into my rebuttal. So Cameron Meredith, he finished as the wide receiver 40 last year. I know he didn't really play the first 2 weeks, so we can sort of take those out. He burst onto the scene against the Colts in week 5 in Indianapolis, going 9 for 130 and a touchdown. I remember that game well. I was actually at that game. It was frustrating to watch this no-name player do that to the Colts defense. The next week, he went for 11 for 113 yards. That's great. I'm not going to sit here and say Cameron Meredith is bad. He's not. He's the wide receiver one in the Bears offense, but he does have a tendency to disappear for a long time. Yes, he showed up in the fantasy playoffs going 9 for 104, 9 for 135, and a touchdown, but between week 6 and week 15, he had 6 consecutive bad games going for 4 catches or fewer all 6 games, including 3 straight games with only 1 catch. He only had 1 touchdown during that stretch, which is one of the 1 catch games, just a 150-yard touchdown catch. That was his only production. The Bears may have a great offensive line, but that quarterback situation is either awful or it's uncertain. Glennon is a career backup who's never been good enough to start for any reason other than injuries. Mitch Trubisky had a great first preseason game, but let's take a little bit of caution with crowning a rookie as a great quarterback based off one preseason game. I'm not really sure how much better the passing game is going to be this year than it was last year, and with nobody else worth a damn on that wide receiver core, defenses can just key in on Meredith. I think he's going to have more dud games than you're expecting, because he's just shown, last year he just had a big long stretch where he just didn't do anything. All right, you got our thoughts for and against Cameron Meredith. We're going to go ahead and move over to Tyrell Williams. In the first waiver wire great debate last season, I picked Tyrell Williams because Keenan Allen went down with the ACL tear in week 1. It was Tyrell versus Will Fuller, me and Hoos, in case you want to go back and listen to that one. After Keenan Allen went down, I expected Tyrell to step up into that number 2 role in San Diego. He exceeded those expectations, becoming the wide receiver 1 in the Chargers offense. He finished as the wide receiver 19 last season in PPR, going for 69 catches for 1,059 yards and 7 touchdowns. He was actually a guy I played nearly every week on my teams where I had him. In PPR scoring, he put up double-digit points in 9 games with some absolute monster performances. We're talking 5 for 117 in a touchdown, 7 for 140, 5 for 125 in a touchdown. This guy's a big play guy, but he's not boom or bust. He's not, you know, 2 catches for 75 yards and a touchdown. He's a good PPR target for Phillip Rivers. He only had 3 games where he completely crapped your team, and I'm considering crapped to be 6 points or fewer. So only 3 of those. 2 of those were against Denver, who has the best passing defense in the NFL. Granted, there were still games that you may have played him, so it kind of hurt you, but 2 of those were against the best defense. He had 8 games with 5 or more catches, and in the games that he didn't have 5 or more catches, he had a touchdown in 3 of those. He showed up in the fantasy championship, going for 4 catches for 64 yards and a touchdown for a very respectable 16.4 fantasy points in ESPN standard PPR. He's currently going at the 9.02 spot, according to Fantasy Football Calculator, which is great value. Tyrell is a guy who would be an awesome guy to have on your bench for a flex play or during bye weeks. And would even make a serviceable wide receiver 3 for your team if you have a big wide receiver go down. So say you draft Jordy Nelson at the end of the first round and you get Tyrell Williams late. Tyrell's a guy that you can play in there if you have to. Now, sure, Keenan Allen's there. I absolutely love Keenan Allen. We just did a great debate with Keenan Allen. I'm all about him. But I also love all the weapons that the Chargers have. With Melvin Gordon, Antonio Gates, Hunter Henry, there are quite a few players for the defense to focus on. I think that Tyrell once again can finish as a wide receiver 2, putting up a couple huge wide receiver 1 weeks just like he did last year. For a guy that you're getting in the 9th round as your 4th or 5th wide receiver, that's pretty great. He does play in the toughest division in the NFL, the AFC.
All right, so, you know, Tyrell Williams, listen, I mean, the guy had a great year last year, but we have to keep in mind, the only reason he really had that great year, Keenan Allen went down. Danny Woodhead went down. They had Melvin Gordon, Hunter Henry. That was really it. Travis Benjamin. I mean, they were riddled with injuries last year that allowed Tyrell Williams to be the guy he was. And as far as consistency is concerned, this guy, I mean, he had his great weeks, don't get me wrong. But he also had some pretty, you know, poor weeks. I mean, you know, against Denver, like you mentioned, one catch for 4 yards. I mean, you know, 2 catches for 68 is okay, you know, against Carolina. I mean, listen, it's nitpicking that I'm doing at the moment. But all I'm saying is, Chris even mentioned it. Look at all the guys they have on offense. If Keenan Allen stays healthy, Melvin Gordon, who's going to catch passes, he caught 41 of his 57 targets. I expect him to get probably at least 60 targets this season, maybe 65. You know, then you got Hunter Henry, Antonio Gates, the old man still there, Travis Benjamin. They have a litany of weapons, and you think that Tyrell Williams is going to be a guy worth drafting? I mean, I'm sorry, but Keenan Allen, Melvin Gordon, Hunter Henry, those are probably going to be the three top targets before Tyrell Williams even gets sniffed. You know, I'm sorry, but as far as a wide receiver two, come again.
You're getting a little heated there.
Well, you know, I got to admit, listen, I know these great debates are not meant to be me versus you and, you know, whatever. But I got to say, this is like one of the first great debates in a while that I can think of where I just completely don't like the player on the other side.
Really?
I'm sorry. Like, I am not a Tyrell Williams believer. Especially, if Keenan Allen goes down, sure. But with Keenan Allen healthy right now, I don't believe.
Well, hey, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to my final thoughts. But let's go ahead and get your final thoughts on Cameron Meredith.
Okay. So you made some good points in your rebuttal. Cameron Meredith, yeah, he was not consistent. And that is a big thing for me. But like I said, ADP ninth round is not going to kill you to grab Cameron Meredith, especially because most likely you'll have your starters ahead of him. He's a bench play at that point. He's a guy that you're hoping you can end up putting in your lineup and starting for you at some point. And the other thing is, too, you said that the defense is going to target Cameron Meredith. Here's the thing. I mean, you've got a great running game with Jordan Howard and that offensive line. That alone is going to get defense's attention, leaving Meredith, I believe, to be available out there in the passing game. And not to mention, if they don't cut Zach Miller, they do have some decent tight ends there. Zach Miller, Deion Sims, who's gotten better at catching. And like I said, I think Mike Glennon's a better game manager than the quarterbacks that were there previously. So I think Cameron Meredith is a guy you're going to want to grab this year in your draft.
Good thoughts. I mean, I do like Cameron Meredith. You've brought up a lot of good points there. Wrapping it up here with Tyrell Williams. I left off talking about how they're in the toughest division in the AFL, NFL, the AFC West has some great defenses. However, let's keep this in mind. You're not drafting Tyrell Williams to be a starter, okay? You're not drafting this guy to be your wide receiver too, unless you drafted like eight straight running backs to start your draft. That's not what you're going for here. You're drafting Tyrell Williams. You're also drafting Cameron Meredith to be a bench piece that is a nice guy to plug in during bye weeks and a possible flex play when they have a nice matchup. So when the Chargers have a nice matchup, such as week 16 when they play the Browns at home, that's a nice matchup. That's a good flex play. He's a nice addition to your team who can add value off the bench. The ninth round is just awesome for a guy like this who you can plug in, who has shown that he can put in huge weeks, wide receiver 1 week, you know, leading all wide receivers for that week. He's shown that he can do that. Phillip Rivers likes throwing to the guy. I don't see how he's not going to have a good season this year. And like, once again, keep that in mind. These are bench arguments. So one of the reasons why I actually came up with these two players was I was seeing this question on Sleeperbot, but I was also doing some mock drafts, and I've actually already done one real draft with some people on Sleeperbot. And actually, Steve is in this league as well. And this happened to me in the ninth round. I get down there, I've got my three starting receivers, and I see Tyrell Williams and Cameron Meredith. And I was like, shit. So where do I go here? So I looked at my rankings, and I literally had them back to back. So I think in that league, I took Meredith, and then in another mock, I took Tyrell. But one of the reasons why I wanted to do this was so that we could look into this, because these great debates have a tendency to really change how you feel about players once you dig into it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like I told you before, I mean, if circumstances change in L.A. where Tyrell Williams can carve himself out a bigger role, I'll be happy for the guy. But as it stands, I just feel like, at least with Cameron Meredith, you're getting the guy who is going to be the number one target in the receiving game. Whereas opposed to Tyrell Williams, he's most likely not going to be one on the top end of that receiving receiving list. Like, he's going to be behind Keenan Allen for sure, behind Melvin Gordon most likely in check down situations, and possibly behind Hunter Henry if he takes that next step this year. I'm just not a believer.
And you know what? Cameron Meredith is going to be behind Marcus Wheaton and behind Victor Cruz.
No, that's not. No way. Are you kidding? Yeah,
yes,
that'll
yes
be
I'm
the
kidding.
Day. Yeah, that'll be the day. I mean, then the Bears ship will have officially sunk for years to come,
yeah,
if it hasn't already.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and wrap this up here. So a couple final things before we go. We have a new home at Dash Radio. Me and Nick and our other co-host Mickey, every single Friday, Dash Radio from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. So if you work over here, Indiana / east of that, it's great to listen to on your drive home. If you're over on the West Coast, take a late lunch, listen to it. Dash Radio, it's internet radio, so you can listen to us online, or they also have a Dash Radio app. It's under the talk genre. But yeah, you get to listen to me, Nick, and Mickey talk about fantasy football for a couple hours.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I'm absolutely thrilled with how our first ever episode went last week.
Yes,
our debut. So it's going to be exciting to see how we progress moving forward. I think you guys will have a lot of fun listening to the show.
Absolutely, yeah. Last week we did our sleeper wire running backs, and this week I believe we're going to hit one of the wide receivers.
We got the wide receivers. We'll be talking preseason. All the news we'll be breaking down there. Maybe even predicting some of the future, as we kind of did in our first debut.
Oh, man, that was good.
That was good.
Nick asked this question about if Jordan Matthews gets traded or cut, where could you see him going? And I said the Bills. And the next day, Jordan Matthews gets traded to the Bills.
That's right. And I also asked the question, too. Hey, if Ezekiel Elliott does get suspended for 6 games, what are our thoughts on how would you feel about Zeke Elliott? What happens next day? Boom, 6 game suspension.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So before we let you guys go, I also want to remind you guys, please, 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 as we always tell you, we do this show, everything involving it, for our friend Rob. We want him to get better. He's got chronic Lyme disease. Please, guys. We've just had the pro-am going, and now, spots have been filled. We're going to announce them soon. Spots are filled. So no more entries, guys. I apologize, but that doesn't mean you have to stop donating for his cause, because he still needs the money. We're not at the goal yet, guys. So please, GoFundMe.com/RobJR or visit SleeperWire.com for more information.
Yeah, and lastly, I also want to encourage you guys to go to SleeperWire.com. Check out our weekly rankings. You can submit a question to the SleeperWire crew. You can find us on Twitter at SleeperWireShow. I'm on there at CMOR SleeperWire. Nick is SleeperWire Nick. You can find us on SleeperBot at Professor Chris and SW Nick. And on the Fantasy Life app at Professor Chris and SleeperWire Nick. And I'm also on Instagram at Professor Chris SW. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.